This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Scott Parel picked up a victory last weekend at the Resorts Invitational. Scott's getting ready for another PGA Tour champion season. It is a pleasure to welcome Scott Parel back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Scott.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for doing this. Congratulations on last weekend. A win's a win. How important was that?
For sure. You know, anytime you can win, it's important. It helps your confidence. It shows you that you can compete at the highest level against, you know, as long as you're playing with guys you're going to compete against again, which, you know, I certainly was. And, it helps start the year 2018 off, you know, as good as it could. You know, you always want to win everything you play in. So, yeah, it was a great week.
It's been well documented that you didn't play when you were at Georgia, turned professional in your 30s. I don't think I've ever asked you this. What were you doing? What was the plan going to be?
When I got out of school?
Yeah.
Well, my plan, you know, when I was in school, I was getting a computer science degree, and my plan was to, you know, go to work in the computer industry, which I did. I went to work for company right out of college in Atlanta called Management Science America. And then, you know, my plan was to be a computer nerd, I guess you'd say. I enjoyed it. It was something that I really did enjoy doing that I, you know, I thought I was pretty good at. I had a decent career at it for the 10 years that I did it. But, you know, another path showed its way and I, you know, tried it, and lucky enough I've been able to make a career out of golf.
How'd that happen? How did the career switch happen?
Well, in the early to mid 90s, I was playing a lot of golf here locally. You know, I was playing on our regions. I think it was called the Regions Cup back then, our amateur cup. You know, and had won some events, and had, I think it was 95. I was like player of the year here in that. You know, for that thing, and you know, I was playing really good golf. And I was a very competitive person. I loved to compete, so I was playing, you know, church basketball and church softball, and I couldn't get enough of competition and, you know, golf tournaments. And I just really worked on my game, and I was lucky enough to work for some guys here locally, a company that was called PowerServe, not the same PowerServe that is here in Augusta now, but I could kind of set my schedule, and so I really focused on golf and got to where I was playing some really, really good, you know, good golf in the summer of 96. And some guys at my club here at Westlake, you know, where I was playing, said, hey, you know, do you ever think about going to Q school? And, you know, I thought, well, sure, I probably thought about being a pro, but, you know, I've got a wife and two kids and a mortgage, and, you know, it's just not feasible. And I said, well, you know, if you want to just give it a shot, we'll pay your Q school. So they raised the money to pay my Q school, and I went to Q school, and I think the first stage was at the Harbor Club up in Greensboro, and I got through that fairly easily, and then went to second stage, and unfortunately kind of tweaked my back a little bit. We had some really, really cold weather, and I didn't get through second stage, but I never quit my job. I kept working. I just took some vacation time to do those two spots. But once I did that, I always tell everybody I kind of caught the bug. I thought about, well, I was working a full-time job and competing against guys who that is their full-time job. You know, maybe if I concentrate on just golf, that maybe I can make a go of this. And kind of in the springtime of that next year, I played in a few mini tour events that were here locally. Lucky for me, there was one, I think, out in Cedar Creek in Aiken, and one at Woodside. Again, I just took time off from work to do that. And you know, finished, I think I finished third in one of them, you know, made some money. And after I did that, I, you know, the writing was kind of on the wall. I'm going to quit my job and try to do this full time. So I did that late in the summer that year.
We're talking with Scott Parrell here on the Augusta Golf Show. Was that without getting too far into your business, was that an easy conversation with Mrs. Parrell?
No, I wouldn't call it easy. It was one of those things too, you know, where once I started doing this, she could kind of tell where it was leading. I think, you know, I would come home from work and not be the most pleasant person in the world. And let's just say, you know, just really, really wanted to give this a shot. And she, you know, said, you know what, you need to do this because I don't want 20 years from now you telling me, oh, if I'd only done this or if I'd only done that, you know. And she said, you know, you need to chase your dream and we'll make it work somehow. And we did, you know, we went into quite a bit of debt in doing it. But, you know, there was never a time when, you know, we were in such position that we were really hurting. We just, you know, and the good thing about it for me is I knew I always had a thing to fall back on. You know, my computer experience and my degree was never going to go away. And I knew enough people in the industry here that, you know, I was going to be able to find work. So that was one thing that I definitely had going for me. But, you know, it took quite a while before I actually had, you know, an actual tour to play on where I wasn't putting up $1,000 of my own money just to get to play in the event. So it was quite a struggle for quite a few years before I started to have some kind of success.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some kind of success. 6 top tens last year on the PGA Tour Champions. A good year by your standards?
For sure. You know, my goal when the year started was to play well enough to get to Phoenix, to the Schwab Cup Championship, which meant that I would be exempt for this year, and I accomplished that goal. So I would say that was definitely a success. I would have liked to, you know, maybe won a tournament. I only had a couple of chances where I was really in, you know, contention. Yes, I would definitely have called last year a success.
So what are the goals for this year?
Well, the goals are pretty much the same. I want to, again, be able to, you know, in 2019, play this tour as an exempt player. So whatever I need to do to stay in that top 36, that's my number one goal. My number two goal is obviously just to try to win, which I did that, even though it's not an official PGA Tour Champions win, but it's still a win nonetheless. But I would like to get a regular win and, you know, compete, maybe try to compete, you know, be in the mix in some majors, kind of see how that feels. And, you know, just try to ride this wave, John. You know, this is a great, great tour, a great spot that I'm in. And I'd love to play out here for as long as, you know, my body will let me and as long as I'm, you know, a good enough golfer to make it happen.
Speaking of out there, I ask every PGA Tour Champions player I have on this program, could you please explain Bernhard Langer to me?
I wish I could. I really wish I could. He's definitely an anomaly. I mean, the man is, he's obviously very driven, very motivated. I think now his motivation is probably to try to catch Hale Irwin in the most wins out there on that tour. So I'm not sure how close he is. I imagine he's not too far away. But he is, you know, you just can't really explain him. He's obviously very, very talented, but he's very driven. I think that's the number one thing. He just knows how to get it done. And I think he's got a little bit of, I don't know what the term would be, but a little bit of the Tiger Woods, maybe let's say, syndrome on our tour. I think, you know, when Tiger was in his prime, you know, he knew when he played, if he played it all decent, he was going to win. And I think Bernhard kind of has that feeling. He's won so many times on our tour now that I feel like he thinks he's going to win every week that he plays, even when he doesn't maybe play his best, which is, you know, that's huge in any golf tour. If you think you're going to win and truly believe it, you know, many times you are going to win, and that's what he's done. So we'll see. I don't expect him to slow down. I mean, you know, all that does is raise everybody else's level of play, and I think it makes for great, you know, makes for our tour to be great because there are a lot of really good players who know they have to play their best. They're not just out there showing up and kind of, you know, taking it easy. And then, well, if I'm in contention on Sunday, I'll really give it a go. I mean, I think there are a lot of guys out there that are grinding pretty good now and want to win every week. And they know they have to play their best to beat Bernhard.
When do you get the season started?
For me, it'll be in Boca in about 3 weeks. So that'll be our first official event, full field event. The champion, the guys who won last year or have won majors the last 5 years and Hall of Famers, they all play this week in Hawaii, which, you know, I think there's like 44 guys in the field there this week.
He is Scott Parel, PGA Tour Champions player. Well, it's simple, Scott. We'll just see you in Hawaii next year. That's what that'll be a plan. All right.
That sounds like a great idea.
Scott, thanks for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it. Play well, and we'll talk again.
Okay. Thanks, John.